The door is open, the hearth is lit, but you don't hear the familiar greeting you've come to expect from the innkeeper. The air is filled with the same warmth and welcome, but there are new smells from the kitchen and new sounds from the stage. And that's when the memory strikes you. The keeper is far to field, and those who wander have come home. You settle in for a new experience from one of the wandering bards.
Thank you. Okay, fine. You don't all have to clap at once. I have to go anyway. We have a new guest with us. But more requests at the top of the hour. Give me one second. Hey, so glad that you're here with us. As you can obviously tell, I'm not the normal guy. But it is my pleasure to be with you this time. My name is Eliud, and I know what you're thinking. I can tell by the way you're looking at me. I am not a dwarf. I'm, in fact, a fluffy halfling. And you can't tell, but the feet, they're behind the bar. Trust me, you'd be able to know. But I get it all the time. It's a distant cousin mother's relation thing. But, you know, whatever. So, glad you're here. Pull up a chair. And what can I get for you? But let me just tell you, if you're a coffee drinker, I make a mean brew with a little crushed red pepper and some cinnamon and just a dash of ginger. I know it sounds like toxic death, but it is quite delicious. But, you know, just have a seat, take a look around, but we're glad that you're here. And, man, I dig what you've got with you. That is a nice shield. Do you mind? Is it cool? You know, I don't like when people pat me on the head or anything, but can I touch your shield? Is that okay? Hold on. Man, that thing is sturdy. I like the design. I bet that could take, like, a ton of arrows. That's really cool. You know, I've never actually had much of a need for a shield. It's not exactly my forte, running into places where I would need a shield. But surprisingly enough, I do tend to like the security that it would offer. So I would need one a little smaller and maybe a different color. But I am glad that... Thank you for just indulging me. I don't know. I've always had this thing about shields, even like as decorations or whatever. I think it's just the idea of protection. But, you know, obviously, you're actually protecting yourself, and I'm talking about decor. But I don't hide behind shields. But, you know, I tend to find myself hiding from other things. And it's not just because I'm a halfling or, you know, I tend to run away from things. Because, you know, I am brave. Don't get me wrong. But I hide behind things even now. I like hiding behind this bar. I like hiding behind a loot. I like having a barrier that can protect me from everything else. That's the beauty of a shield. And in all reality, that's something I think we all really deal with. Is that the truth of the matter is we like to hide. We like to do whatever we can to put ourselves in a place where we feel safe, where we feel guarded. I like to hide behind names and labels. You know, doing music, I have a name just for when I do music and parties and events. And it's a stupid, outlandish name. And the more outlandish it is, the easier it is for me to hide behind, because I guess it paints a bigger target that draws people's attention away from me. With the work that I do and the ministry that I do, I don't like having my name necessarily attached to it. I would rather have a barrier between me and the reality of everything I do. We get in this place where we would really love to feel safe. And the reality that hiding behind things rarely brings us safety, because most of what we hide behind isn't something external, but rather an internal struggle. For me personally, I have always struggled with insecurity. In my honest, real body of short proportions and excessive girth, I have never been quite secure in my physical self. But even in that, I still have more security and safety in my physical self than I do in my actual spiritual or emotional or mental self. I tend to truly have insecurities and fears of what people would think when they see me. Not just see me, but what people would think if they really got to know me. So I hide behind instruments. I hide behind microphones. I hide behind keyboards. I hide from a stage. You know, being on a stage, being a communicator, being a pastor, or being a speaker, you would think that if you're afraid, that that's not a place you would be. But the reality is that you can hide so much in your own heart and mind if you're given a platform. Because what you give on from a platform of any capacity, whether it be a podcast, a church, a book, a game, if you have a platform to hide behind, you can get the semblance of communication. You can get the semblance of connection, but not actually be transparent or be open or be truly honest with who you are and what's inside of you. I am a people pleaser. I'm not necessarily a people person, but I'm a people pleaser. I tend to do everything I can for other people. And in that, you know, I could chalk that up to being saying I'm a servant of Christ, or I could chalk that up to saying, oh, I'm an Enneagram 2, or anything like that. But deep down, I feel like there is a part of me that uses serving others as a barrier or a shield or something to hide behind in order that I can get close to them and feel a connection and feel a community and feel value without genuinely exposing all of my insecurities and my flaws and my failures and my mistakes. Because I think that, honestly, is what we hide from. Deep down inside us, we hide from the idea that if people truly knew us, that we would be unworthy, that we would be unlovable, that we would be just something that they would want to discard. You know, it's easy for me, being of my shape and stature, to, if someone rejects me, to think, you know, they reject me because, you know, I'm short and fat, or I'm a weird bald dude that's trying to grow a mohawk, or anything like that. You know, I can chalk it up to you reject me because of my physical appearance, but that's not really me, so that doesn't matter. What is scarier is that someone would see what's in my heart or my life and reject me. You know, if I'm at a Comic-Con or a event and someone rejects my books or something of that nature, that doesn't hurt my feelings. That's a artistic difference or a spiritual difference. Again, it's the hiding thing. And I think for so long I used service as a means of hiding. That if I wanted to be your friend, or I wanted to build a relationship with you, or I wanted to draw close to you, I would do what I could for you, to bless you, to serve you, because deep down inside I would feel like just knowing me, just being honest with you, wouldn't be enough. And that almost like I needed to hide behind my service or even bribe you with my action to say you're worthy of my time. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why we run from people that truly get to know us. Churches where people actually know your mistakes and failures, we tend to run and go somewhere else to join another body. And we might say that we're doing it because, you know, musical preferences or pastoral differences or some disgruntlement. But a lot of times what I've seen is we run because people see us. They truly see us. And we're afraid of that. We're afraid of being truly seen. So we run to somewhere where people only have a superficial understanding of us, and we can start the whole process all over again. I feel like we do that with churches, but I also feel like we do that with relationships, marriages, friendships. We do these things because we like to have something to hide behind. But we can't ever find real intimacy, real encouragement, real comfort if we are constantly putting barriers between us and the people that get to know us the best. We create these personas, fake names. We hide behind our interests, we hide behind our labels, because if I'm just me, the podcaster, or if I'm just me, the author, or if I'm just me, the dad, if I'm just me, the silly guy, if I'm just me, the whatever, every additional label, every additional barrier we can put between ourselves and other people, that just gives us another false sense of security. And when we're willing to strip away all of that stuff, that's when we actually get to be known. That's when we actually get to be free. That's when we actually can be truly loved. That's when we can truly experience what we're so afraid we won't have. Reliant K has this lyric in the song, "I Am Understood." You're the only one who understands completely. You're the only one who knows me yet still loves completely. And And that's the thing, is that we're afraid of when people truly see us, they'll reject us. That's a terrifying thing. I fear confrontation a lot, but if I'm honest, I think I fear rejection more. I've just built so much of a blanket fort of padded names and alter egos and labels to hide behind that the arrows that are fired at me never make it deep enough to penetrate. But there's this scripture in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. It says this: "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That's a terrifying prayer. That is legitimately a terrifying statement to make to anyone, let alone the God of the universe. I would be so afraid to walk up to anyone that I genuinely cared about and said, "Hey, I want you to search me completely. I want you to examine my heart. I want you to point out any broken traits or characteristics in me. I want you to, you know, categorize and judge my anxious thoughts." Who does that? Who would do that with a person? Hopefully, I meant we can be at the place where we're at, that comfort level where we could, but that's terrifying. Even if we invited people to do that, they still would never see all of our dirt. They still would never see all of the things that we failed in. But David prayed that to God. David prayed that straight up to say, "Creator of the universe, everlasting one, all-powerful one, I want you to look at what's in me and tell me what's wrong. I want you to search and examine me." And while that may be a terrifying thought, that legitimately is the basis of true intimacy. That is the basis of true worship. That is the basis of true relationship, where you can be completely transparent before your Creator. And that's a thing. We hide from people because we fear their judgment. We fear their perceptions of us. And we hide behind things. With God, we can't hide at all. So we just run. We run as fast as our little legs will take us, and we run from Him. Or we straight up ignore Him because we would rather deny His presence. We would rather deny His existence. We would rather deny His influence in our lives than give Him the chance to truly show us what's inside of us. And I think that's why we run from people. And I think that's why we run from God. Because we are genuinely afraid of what's inside of us. Now, here's the thing. I've met people that once they got to know me a little bit better, they've eased every fear I've ever had about being judged. But then I've also met people that completely validated all of my fears and concerns. But the one thing that I know is truth is that God has loved me before my failures. and that when I allow God to examine my life, it's not for condemnation, it's for growth, it's for intimacy, it's for the opportunity to actually be in a real relationship. And I think that's key for the people in my life, my family, my children, my congregation, my readers, my listeners, all the people that I have the chance to be with, that when I'm honest and I stop hiding and I put the shields down and I put the lutes, or I put the things down that I find comfortable, that people can truly see me. And it would be my hope for you that in your life that you wouldn't have to hide. I don't know you. I don't know what's in your life. I don't know what skeletons are in your closet. I don't know what dirt you've done. I don't know what's in the secure folder on your phone, or the things that you hide when people start to look towards you. I don't know what's in your life. But I know that you're not hiding anything effectively from God. And He knows you. He knows what you're hiding. But He would love the invitation to actually be able to be invited in to your life and even to the places you're hiding from. So if I could tell you a tale, if I could share a word that lingers in your heart, you don't have to hide. You don't need a shield. Because when we put all of that down is when we find love, and when we find truth, and when we find intimacy. Because listen, David had dirt. David did dirt. David was a despicable human by most standards. David would be canceled in 2021. But God examined his heart. He searched him and called him a man after his own heart. You know, maybe if we stop hiding, we won't see all the toxic things we're afraid of. Maybe we'll see that there's more of God's heart in us than we expect. Well, I gotta get back to things. There's this orc down here that needs some nuts. Hold on 1 second. There you go, buddy. But thank you for stopping by and hearing me ramble. And I know I'm not the regular proprietor, but I appreciate your ear. And wherever your journey takes you, and however many steps and things you hide behind between here and there, hope you'll join us again at the Barden Bible.